This is Leo for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio. It's mid-March. We've been through our cabin fever reliever at KTWH, feeling good about exposing folks to some exciting Northland and regional artists ourselves. But in the studio, I have somebody here who helps put together a wonderful, diverse program called Music to Feed the Soul at our United Church in Two Harbors. And that person, Mark Gordon, joins me today. Greetings, Mark, once again, that time of year.
It is. Thanks, Leo, for having me on again.
It's a pleasure. I know that this has been going on for some time, and you have a handle on how many times Music to Feed the Soul has come to the people of Two Harbors.
Right. We're calling this the 16th annual Music to Feed the Soul.
Does that predate when you were involved with this, Mark?
Yes. It predates it by just a couple years.
Okay.
And, you know, it started out as just an idea some folks had at the United Church. And it was really very modest to begin with. It was just a few people who, you know, from the church who could play the guitar, or they had some bell ringing and that kind of thing. And, you know, maybe raise a couple $100 for the food shelf. But it's really taken on a life of its own since then. And it's morphed into really a really cool Sunday afternoon music concert with mostly local talent and all types of performers.
Right. We have to remember that this whole concept is anchored in finding a great way, a fun way to be able to raise funds for our invaluable Two Harbors area food shelf. And March, I know, is a big time in the food shelf calendar for maybe a little bit of a multiplier effect on donations. I think it's a March giving campaign, Mark. We'll get back to that a little later, but it's a great time of year to be doing it, just from the point of view of spring is, well, around the corner. It's coming on Tuesday.
Yeah, typically we have it in the spring, and we have it, you know, sometime in March, usually towards the end of March, just so that we can capitalize on that match that we get through the Minnesota Food Share. It makes a huge difference. It makes any donation you give so much further.
Right. And so in order to make this an appealing day, and I slipped in last year, I wasn't able to attend the full show, but when I got to the venue, the United Church, it was absolutely packed. And I was impressed to see the multitudes of people, and there were almost as many people playing music, it seemed, as people in attendance. I mean, you have quite a bill. You want to give us a sense of who you've invited back this year from previous times and who some of your new acts are?
Sure. So, you know, we have a few regulars that play, you know, almost every Feed the Soul, and Thug is one of them. So they kind of kick it off. And the nice thing about having Thug is they have always volunteered to use their sound system. So they have a really high-quality sound system, and they have someone in the group who can run the soundboard and that kind of thing. So it would be really tough to even put the event on without a good sound system, and so we really appreciate the help that we get from Thug.
You get a quality group and a quality sound engineer all in one fell swoop.
Absolutely, and so they're a big crowd pleaser, of course. And then we have a women's singing group called Lighthouse Lyrics, and they debuted last year.
Oh, really?
And have since grown. And so there's a bunch of women who are going to be up there singing a cappella.
Okay.
So that'll
Is
be
Is the
really
reference
fun.
To Lighthouse suggesting our closest local lighthouse or even Split Rock?
It's definitely our local
okay.
lighthouse. Yep.
Wonderful.
Yep. And let's see here. So we have Scott Radke and Bonnie Hundreiser. They played last year. They're going to be back again this year. And Bonnie's husband, Dave, actually is quite an accomplished harmonica player. So he's going to be up giving us a couple tunes on his harmonica.
Fantastic.
Another return would be Paul Dahlin and the Swedish Trio. And, of course, Paul is a world-renowned Swedish fiddle player.
Indeed.
And he lives right here in Two Harbors.
Right down the block from the church, probably,
and
if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, and he attends the church, so he's going to be there. So it's always a treat to have him. And then we have some new folks. There's Liz Zeno and Jeremy Rose from down in the cities, who are just friends of Katya and I, and they are very accomplished musicians, and they're going to be up singing some folk songs. And then Nate Weiler is another... A new person here. Of course, he's well known locally for his banjo playing.
Indeed, he frequently gigs in town, but I've never made one of them. So Music to Feed the Soul would be a great time to catch Nate.
Yeah, I used to work with Nate years ago, so that was really fun reconnecting with him. And then Drew Anderson has a new music project he's working on called Climbs. So he's going to come up and do a couple numbers from his new project. So all in all, we're going to have, I think, 10 acts.
Okay.
And it usually lasts about an hour and a half or so. And like you said, you know, we pack the house typically. And of course, the church is known for its acoustics. So it's really puts out a really good sound. And yeah, so I'm really excited. I feel like this is one of our best lineups we've had. So really, really looking forward to it.
Excellent. So with about 10 groups in a 90-minute period, nobody's going to get a long set, but diverse set, one after the other.
Yeah, everybody does two songs.
Got it.
And so it moves along pretty quickly. Yep.
With a minimum of fancy introductory comments.
Yeah,
just keep it rolling.
Right, we just keep it rolling. We do a little break right in the middle, and we talk about the food shelf and how important the fundraiser is for them and some of their statistics and that sort of thing.
And so we're talking about essentially a goodwill donation going into a major collection basket at the front of the room. Everybody can find their way to that as they come in.
Yeah, exactly. So technically, I mean, it's a free concert. If you want to just come and enjoy the music, you're welcome to do that. And, you know, we put a lot of emphasis on the lineup and what a great concert it's going to be. And sometimes, you know, easy to forget that there's actually a reason we're doing this, you know, a pretty important reason.
Exactly, and I think you probably are as knowledgeable as anyone about some of the factors that make this such an important cause.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the reasons that we got involved with it to begin with, or I did personally, is my family and I used to volunteer for the food shelf when our girls were around, and so we got to really know the staff there and a lot of the folks coming in to utilize the food shelf and just really came to understand how important it was and what a great food shelf it is too. You know, not all food shelves are created equal, but we just have an outstanding food shelf. And they sent out a little annual report flyer thing a couple weeks ago, and I took a look at it, and I was really just astounded by some of the statistics from last year and how they were just breaking records left and right, and they're already breaking records this year. Not good records either, like numbers of people served, numbers of households.
Right.
Like in 2023, they had 160 new households come to the food shelf. You know, and 160,
wow.
You know, in a county of 10,000 people is
quite a change, quite an uptick.
Yep, and you're talking 2,683 household visits in 2023. And if you look back, inflation was going crazy last year,
right,
and food prices were going up, so it's no wonder. And so just last year, they had an increase of 58% from the year before. So, you know, your donations to the food shelf are greatly needed, and, you know, we want you to come with a generous heart to this concert.
And we're speaking today with Mark Gordon about Music to Feed the Soul. And the date again, Mark, is?
It's going to be next Sunday, March 24th at 3 o'clock at the United Church of Two Harbors. And that's at 531 3rd Avenue, right sort of by the library there.
Indeed. A beautiful stone building. Mm-hmm. You'll find it. You'll hear beautiful sound. If you get there late, like I did last year, you'll know where the music's coming from. Mm-hmm. Mark, something that's interesting to think about is that a lot of people over the years have always thought that if there is a musical event or other celebration where contributions of the food shelf are welcome, a lot of people think that means they're bringing cans of food or boxes. And maybe you could speak to the importance of cash in this world of food support.
Right. So that's the one thing I didn't realize before I started volunteering is that, you know, it's great if you want to drop off a box of food, but what the food shelf really needs is cash, because their cash goes so much further than our cash. So, you know, the different connections they have with the different food distribution areas and wholesale accounts that they can get with grocery stores and whatnot. Like, say, a dollar might buy 5 dozen eggs or something like that. And
as opposed to $5 is buying 1 dozen eggs if you bought them yourself.
Exactly. Yeah exactly. And so what they really need is cash. And that's where, and they have lots of outlets where they can can get food for cheap. And so that's what they need more than anything else.
And not to be funny about it, but they'll certainly take a check. Doesn't have to literally be cash.
Exactly. They can take a check. You can also go to their
online
website and donate right to them.
Okay.
Yep.
And do you happen to know, I suppose it's just the Two Harbors Area Food Shelf, and a search will bring you right to
their
website?
Yeah, I did it right before I came down here. Just go to Two Harbors Area Food Shelf, and it'll take you right to it.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. Anything else we're missing, Mark, about the people behind the scenes? Is this kind of an event that once you figured out the formula, it produces itself largely? The hard part is getting the artists invited?
Exactly, yeah. You know, especially with the support of Thug, it runs like a pretty well-oiled machine, and then, you know, pretty much after the show's over, we start looking for people for the
right
next year. And so anytime I see good talent, if I'm out for an evening or whatever, I'll often go up and ask, hey, what are you doing in March? You know, so
you'll know that you're making an impact when people start approaching you and saying, hey, here's my demo tape, you want to listen?
Right.
But it's not that kind of thing. This is not stars and celebrities. This is a community helping to feed those in need, and likewise, mm-hmm, that's how the community rolls, is by stepping up to the plate.
Yeah.
And it's a great event to do that at, mm-hmm, Mark. I expect that it'll be packed. I know there's a whisper of some snow in the forecast.
Yeah, I'm going to just ignore that right now.
You're just
Leo,
looking right by that, right?
I'll be out there shoveling early so we know everyone will at least get in the door. So.
Well, I think the numbers were in the 4-inch range. So
okay.
I think we're still from Two Harbors and we know how to get around in 4 inches of snow,
yes,
right, Mark?
Yep, absolutely.
We can clean those steps and get you in there.
We're going to be there.
All right.
No matter what. So.
Well, Mark, it's great visiting with you about music to feed the soul. And like you said, you've been doing it for a while, but every year I'm sure there's special memories that are created,
mm-hmm,
discovering new talent.
Exactly.
So
yep.
I hope it's a great show.
All right. Thank you, Leo.
Thank you, Mark. Take care. That was Mark Gordon, coordinator of the Music to Feed the Soul event that's happening this Sunday at United Church Two Harbors, 3 p.m. Right, Mark?
3 p.m.
Bingo. We'll see you there. Take care. This is Leo for KTWH.